This is Ozarks at Large. The annual Block Street Block Party will take over part of downtown Fayetteville Sunday. There will be beer tents, games, food, and music. Plenty of music. This week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda sat down with one of the bands scheduled to play. They talked and performed inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Truman, Arkansas is a small town located just southeast of Jonesboro. It's the hometown of Kiefer Roach, one member of the Truman Rail Boys. The group has released a self-titled five-song EP, and the band is one of several performing at Block Street Block Party in Fayetteville Sunday. Earlier this week, Kiefer, along with his bandmates Derek Nichols and Marcus Garut, stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio. During our conversation, Kiefer talked to me about his hometown.
Well, it's not very big at all. It's like 7,000 people, and I only graduated with like 83 people. And the name is kind of on a whim. We don't really have anything to do with Truman. Me and Derek were just messing around one day, and it just stuck. I don't know. We don't really have, like, I mean, obviously I have ties to Truman because it's my hometown and whatnot. But I just, as for the band, it is not indicative of Truman at all.
Not relative whatsoever.
Yeah.
So there's not a big railroad presence or anything?
Well, actually, it's funny you said that. Truman is two ends in Truman because of the guy who built the railroad across the town. Was last name was Truman. So I'm told. I never fact checked that. The teacher told me that one time, and that's.
Well, then it must be true.
I'm going with it. Yeah.
Of course.
Well, what brought you to Northwest Arkansas then?
I did go to school up at the University of Arkansas.
Okay.
Yep.
And is that how you met Derek?
It is. Yep. How I met Derek.
It is.
What were you guys studying?
Theater. We were both in theater, and we met doing a musical.
What musical was that?
Spring Awakening.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys do musical theater in high school?
Or I did one on a whim, and then it ended up sticking, so then I ended up going to school for it.
I did. I did a few I did a couple musicals too, and then I did a few plays too, for our very small drama club.
What came first for you, the acting or music? You knew how to play music. Like, where did that come from?
I was in a bunch of terrible bands in high school.
We all were.
Yeah, just mostly trashy punk, and that was That's where Isa started, and just like performance. Because people actually came to watch us, which was weird.
Are you from Northwest Arkansas?
Yeah, I am. I graduated in Springdale from Harbor High School, so
okay.
Not too far down the path. Before that, just an army brat.
I started playing guitar in seventh grade and definitely was making music before I started acting.
So how did you segue that into musical theater? Because a lot of people that come in here tell me, oh, you know, my parents taught me to sing when I was a little kid, mm-hmm. or I picked up the guitar in junior high and I loved it, but it never ends with musical theater.
In 10th grade, we started the drama club at Truman High School, and it was like kind of a test run, and I got a role as a zombie, not saying any lines, just saying like brains, but just the whole process, like the family of a cast and like building backstage and doing all the transitions and stuff, was really fun. So I was like, I was auditioned for the next play, and they told me that on the baseball team, I either had to play baseball or, you know, be able to be in the play. And I was like, I'm going to be in the play. I'm not that good at baseball. So I was cast in this cheesy, Unhappily Ever After musical. And Cinderella's stepsister dropped out. And my sister was like, who was the frog princess in it? Mm-hmm. She was like, Kiefer should be the stepsister. So I was the stepsister in a musical. It was pretty great.
So you guys have been playing for about a year and a half or so, 2 years?
Yeah, that's about right.
And you've added a third very recently.
Yes, we have.
Brand new, fresh.
Like 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
About 2 weeks ago. Well, he played with us on and off for a month.
Yeah,
we've finally played a lot.
We've played like three shows.
Yep. Yeah, and then practiced a few more times. Yeah. But we actually had the conversation. You got to have the conversation so you know. It's like a relationship.
You're officially in the band. We're officially doing this.
Yep. Let's do it.
So are you included on the EP then?
I'm about to be. Yep. I believe so. We're about to go back into the studio. I'm going to track fiddle and maybe a third harmony part.
Yep.
So.
So you guys had a Kickstarter successfully funding this EP, and where are you in the process of that?
The EP is done. Mm-hmm. So, and then when we get the new batch, we'll try to add fiddle on that. And
so you'll re-release it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then probably wait. And then after we put his fiddle on there, put it on the internet on various outlets. And then just try to get that out there and keep playing gigs around and whatnot.
And do you have a single songwriter, or do you guys work together? How does that work?
It's almost 50-50 collaborative, honestly.
Yeah.
And now it's 33.3 repeated collaborative. So
yeah.
Your math teachers are very proud right now.
They're so pumped.
So can you tell me a little bit about some of the songs on the album? Any theme or anything like that?
You know, the album kind of jumps all over the place. We were a little worried about how it would go together because the songs change genres so much. But me and Derek harmonize on all five songs, and that's kind of what holds it together. At least that's what Jason Miller, at Red Barn Studio, who cut our album, that's what he was saying, that held it together. So he kind of calmed us down on that one.
Were you worried about it, and he was just calming you down about?
We weren't like really worried about it, but we were just curious if
it's gonna have like one sound, like it's gonna be like, oh, this is all.
I think
the
harmonizing definitely held that together.
Yeah, kind of ties it all.
Yeah, because we just have random influences from, like, he was in a punk band, you know, so like that's gonna influence in who knows which way. So all five songs are different, but then they kind of mesh together because of the harmonies in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You say you jump from genre to genre. Are there any specific ones that you can point out for me? Like you said, punk is influenced in there a little bit.
Oh, I mean, like, there's definitely bluegrass and folk.
Blues and...
That's how I learned to play guitar, is mm-hmm. just listening to, like, blues and stuff.
Definitely, like, some influence... Like, I don't know if, like, I classify us as it, but influences from... like metal, even like we pull from everywhere.
Yeah, like
just whatever we're listening to kind of inspires what we're mm-hmm. doing at the time.
Yeah, I got Black Sabbath's Paranoid on vinyl for Christmas, and me and Derek jammed that for a long time, and that's how we kind of got influenced on that, on the third song of the album, Lose Calling. That's got heavy influence, but then also like some Punch Brothers stuff, because they're so.
Their instrumentation is so good.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, they're all right. Christy, that's all right.
On a couple of the songs that I listened to, I've noticed references to, like, sinning and the devil and praying. Is there any sort of, is that on purpose? Did you have, like, a strong religious upbringing, or is that just sort of?
Not really.
Okay.
it's just, I don't know. Religion's just interesting, so I think it's a good thing.
It's hard
to
not
sing
to pull
about,
from,
yeah.
I guess. I mean, mm-hmm. especially, we grew up in the South, so
yeah.
definitely all around, everywhere.
Right.
But
and then I feel like that's a bunch of themes in, like, bluegrass music now.
Right.
Like, or newgrass, like The Devil Makes Three.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big influence for us. And then they talk about religion all the time, and they're not religious either. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we pull from that a lot.
Well, may we hear some music before you go?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. We can do some of that.
All right, this is the third song off the EP. It's called Lose Calling.
Devil's looking right at me, and I know he's pulling me down, pulling me down. Traveling west, I'm a one-man pack. Jesus on the main line talking to me. Put the devil's on my shoulder and he's starting to say,
We good? Are we ready?
I'm ready.
You can introduce this one.
Okay.
You wrote most of this one.
Let's see, number two, right, on the album? Is this one? I know.
It's number four.
Is it number four?
This is number four. It's either two or four. You'll find it.
It's called Desire, and it's a little slower, and here we go.
Snakes in my throat is on fire. I can't find my words, overcome by desire. I stumble and fall down, I can't stand up straight. The second and ticks, I wait. Her spell is all over and so is her curse. The way that she walks, she creeps and curves. Never been perfect, so filled with faults. Is this dance a sin or a lover's waltz? She freezes me solely like I'm made of stone. She's blocking the sun. I try to call out, but I can't help it.
run. She billows and rises and spreads like smoke. I try to call out, but I can't help and choke. Her lips and a smile, they only abuse. 'Cause I want to leave, but I can't refuse. She freezes me slowly like I'm made of stone. Down the rabbit hole, I am so far from home. Please let my soul go. She sends me soul and she's rocking the song.
That was Derek Nichols, Kiefer Roach, and Marcus Garut, and together they are the Truman Rail Boys. The trio will perform at 12:30 Sunday afternoon on the Whole Foods stage at Big Star Lounge as part of the Block Street Block Party. Details about the event are available at blockstreetbusinesses.com. For more on the band, you can visit facebook.com/Truman Rail Boys.